Yeah, a buddy at work has a pit lab like mine, and he said the same thing. He doesn't, when he wants to bite, you know, he knows that he could hurt you, so he's more grabbing you. But when he nips you with them front teeth, man, let me tell you, that hurts, man. Literally hurts. I mean, I'm screaming like a little girl, and then the more I scream and laugh, the more he goes at me, you know. It's pretty comical. I got to get him to settle down, you know. But, yeah, I love my old Pooch, old Ollie boy. He's a good dog. We've rarely been without a dog in the 35 years we've been married. We've always had a dog. Our last one was a tri-colored Chihuahua, Mr. Bean. And, man, he wasn't a typical Chihuahua that bark, 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 nonstop bark. He rarely ever barked, you know, other than, you know, out the window, he'll give a couple of barks, you know, at the mailman just to let him know that he's there. But he wasn't the ankle biter, nipper, one-person dog or nothing like that. He was so friendly that, you know, the kids down the street at the time used to come down all the time and knock on the door and ask if they can come out or if he can go out and play with them in the backyard. And they'd be out playing the ball or rolling in the grass with him, and he would just have a blast. And he wasn't that typical Chihuahua. He was just, he thought he was a big boy. And he ended up, I think his liver went bad, and we had to put him down. I miss that little dog. He was something else. And we got this big lug. Good for nothing lug.
Yeah, my border collie, in our first house in Sterling Heights, we had her, you know, we lived in a cul-de-sac, and, you know, my two kids had friends on the street, and all the kids would come in my backyard and play basketball. But I had to make sure I tied her up, or not let her out, because being a herding dog, she would literally round up all the kids on my driveway and circle them and put them into this little holding area. And she would not, you try leaving, she'd come up and she'd nip you on the heel, saying, move back in there. You were literally part of her flock. So that was always funny to watch.